It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back.
All right, I am completely understanding when it comes to social media that it is both the greatest free tool and also the most giant pain in the ass when you're running a business. You have to keep up with it, and how many times a day do you post, and which accounts do you open, and it can get really mucky really quick. So today, I want to focus on taking your power back by making some subtle changes within your social media accounts that are going to help to optimize your pages, make it more brand consistent, and help to attract the right clients. In other words, we're going to start to fix some of the shit, but most importantly, help you feel more empowered and confident in the brand message that you're putting out. The very first thing that I want you to hone in on are you have a lot of different options when it comes to your social media, right? There are literally hundreds, maybe even thousands of different platforms. And when the new one comes out, you're like, oh, I need to be on that one because that's what everyone else is doing. So the very first way to take your power back is don't be on every platform because you feel like you have to. Be on the platform where your audience, your paying customers, are utilizing the most of. For instance, if the majority of your customers are within your geographic location and you live in a smaller town with a smaller population, Twitter is probably not going to be your best use of time, money, or energy. But if you live in a city that has a lot going on, or you're a public figure, Twitter is going to be a great use of your time. If your focus is on helping seniors go from working to retirement, Instagram, I'm going to tell you right now, is a ginormous waste of your time. Facebook is going to be phenomenal. But if you want to work with females 25 to 45, Instagram is 100% where you need to be. Focus on the different platforms where your audience is. That is a huge thing, and it's also going to like hyper-focus. The second thing I want you to do is, even if your audience is on a lot of different platforms, just choose the top like two or three that you feel either most confident with or most comfortable with. Like, yes, you can learn a lot of new things, but you're going to be more apt to using it more often if you are able to use it well. The next thing that I want you to focus on, and this is a very simple change, it can get a little bit frustrating if someone has taken your name, which is super irritating, but is going through, let's say, hypothetically, you have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're just going to focus on those three. I want you to go through each three of those accounts and make sure that your handle is the same. When I'm talking about your handle, I'm talking about the @ symbol and whatever the name is. For instance, you can go to any of those three platforms and look up @thatLauraAura, and it will lead you to me. It's really difficult and very challenging for your customers to have to find you. Like, if they literally have to go searching for you, the drop-off chances skyrocket. But if you make it easy for them to find you and follow you, you're going to get multiple different platforms with the same user. The next thing I want you to focus on is optimizing your bio. That's your about information and your website, and like that's where like some of your brand tone personality starts to come to life. So go through all of your platforms. Is your about information or your bio all the same? You want to really teach people who you work with, how you solve that problem, and what result they're going to get from it. Like, that is your formula for writing your bio. A lot of times people think that they have to go into like the history and the this and the that, and there's paragraphs. And look, people, the like honest to goodness truth is people don't care. They want to know who you are, if you can help them, and how quickly you're going to be able to do that for them. And then the last tip to optimizing your social media accounts, and we're just talking like the profile stuff. This is very simple, quick implementing stuff, is looking at your website link, there is a really super cool tool called Linktree. Linktree allows you, there's a free account, which gives you like, there's 5 to 7 options for color schemes and layout. Or there's a professional option, which I think is like $8 or $10 a month, something along those lines, which allows you to implement your branding into it. But either way, start off with a free one. If budget's a thing, go free, like try it out. What this basically does is it allows you to build multiple different links within one link. So for instance, if you go to my Instagram account and click on the Linktree link within my bio, it's going to open up a page that has multiple links to multiple different things. These are different calls to action. So instead of being like stuck with like, let's say just your website, and not that that's a bad thing, but sometimes there's different things that you want to call people to action to do. Linktree allows you to do that because you can build multiple different calls to action. Like I have a link to the podcast and a link to booking a discovery call and a link to being a guest on the podcast. Like there's a couple of different things so that when you're writing content, you can draw people back to that bio to click on that link and give it to them. Like again, you want to make interaction and your call to action so insanely simple for your audience that it's like almost a no-brainer. You can then use that same link on all of your bios. So again, if we're focusing on those three, that link can go on your Instagram, it can go on your Facebook, and it can go on your Twitter, and you're giving the same brand experience across all different platforms. These are small, easy things, but that's what PowerBack is all about, right? It's not always about moving mountains. Sometimes it's picking up a stone and getting it out of your way. Next time on the Gutsy Podcast, we are embracing difficult conversations in the workplace with the most beautiful and amazing Alyssa Carpenter. Alyssa owns a company called Everything's Not Okay and That's Okay, which I think is one of the coolest business names. She's been a TEDx speaker, she's been on ABC and Fox and all kinds of stuff, but we're talking about talking. We're talking about communication. Until then, if you are ready to have your brand reviewed, and yes, looking at social media is part of that, head over to lauraora.com and book a brand review. I can't wait to see what you've been working on and how we can further optimize it. You can also check out previous episodes of The Gutsy Podcast at thegutsypodcast.com. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.